Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol last year is taking the extraordinary step of issuing subpoenas to five Republican representatives believed to have knowledge pertaining to the probe. Today, the committee formally requested the cooperation of House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, as well as Congressman Jim Jordan, Andy Biggs, Mo Brooks, and Scott Perry. U.S. flags are flying at half-staff in memory of the nearly 1 million lives lost to the coronavirus in this country alone. NPR's Rob Stein reports President Biden is urging Americans to remain vigilant.
The number of people catching the virus has been rising again for weeks now, and hospitalizations have started creeping up again. Deaths have stopped falling, and chances are we'll probably start increasing again too soon. Now, you know, most experts think we probably won't see another huge surge this spring or summer because so many people have gotten vaccinated and infected by now that it's created a kind of wall of immunity that will keep most people from getting so sick that they'll end up in a hospital or die. But big outbreaks could hit, you know, like in the South this summer when people go back indoors when it gets hot. And most experts do think we will see a significant surge next winter.
NPR's Rob Stein reporting. A federal appeals court in California has overturned a state law banning the sale of semi-automatic rifles to young adults. NPR's Martin Costi reports that law was put in place last year.
California made 21 the legal age to buy a semi-automatic rifle, in part because of research showing that younger adults are still in a phase of cognitive development. Matt LaRosière is a lawyer with the Firearms Policy Coalition, which challenged the law.
I don't think that statistics or whatever numbers the state may be referring to justify the effective elimination of the right to a means of self-defense.
A panel of three federal judges has agreed, overturning the California law, though the ruling doesn't take effect yet, pending appeals. If the ruling stands, it may end up overturning age restriction laws in other states as well. Martin Costi, NPR News.
Stocks are still tumbling. NPR's Raphael Nams watching Wall Street.
The Dow is headed for a sixth consecutive day of declines, while the S&P and the Nasdaq also continue to fall. The latest factor at play, the producer price index, which measures prices at the manufacturing level. It surged 11% in April from a year ago. That was a little bit lower than in March, but it's still quite high. So it's not only consumers that are impacted by inflation, the country's producers are too. Many manufacturers are charging more for their goods because they themselves are paying more for raw materials and for other costs. With inflation high, the Federal Reserve may need to raise interest rates significantly, stoking fears of a potential recession. Raphael Nam, NPR News.
Major market indices are all down 1.5%. It's NPR. Fed Chair Jerome Powell staying on a second term. Today, the U.S. Senate voted 80-19 in support of Powell's continued service as head of a central bank. He's spearheading the Fed's effort to bring down historically high inflation by increasing interest rates. Sri Lanka has a new prime minister. A veteran lawmaker was sworn in today, days after his predecessor resigned amid widespread violence in the country. The new prime minister is tasked with helping the Indian Ocean nation navigate twin political and economic crises. NPR's Lauren Frere is monitoring developments from Mumbai.
Ranil Wickremesinghe is a veteran Sri Lankan politician who's served as prime minister five times before. He took the oath of office again Thursday evening. The embattled president's choice of Wickremesinghe is an attempt to end the violence that erupted this week and to restore the government's credibility as it tries to negotiate a bailout from the International Monetary Fund. Sri Lanka is suffering its worst economic crisis in living memory, with months of food and fuel shortages and rolling blackouts. It's become a political crisis, too, with street protests calling for the ouster of the president and prime minister, who are brothers. That prime minister resigned Monday and has now been replaced. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Mumbai.
An Idaho hospital is suing Ammon Bundy, his gubernatorial campaign, and other far-right activists for defamation. St. Luke's Health System filed suit after it was repeatedly accused of involvement in an alleged state-run child trafficking ring. The Dow has fallen more than 500 points, 1.6%. This is NPR.